Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome on into the Midday Show here on a Trillville Thursday. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker here today and tomorrow alongside Randy McMichael. Randy, how are you today, man?
Hello, Abe. How are you, Abe? I am outstanding. As like you said, getting closer to the weekend as Bo's back into his house also. But, yeah, it's a good weekend for a ball. Getting ready for a glass for the next couple of days as we get to chop it up. And, you know, as when we had Dave Archer on yesterday and we were talking about the previous game, my words to him were like, all right, well, moving along to Washington.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to move along to Washington.
Yeah, I think
right
so. Yeah. And look, some of those discussions you're not going to be able to escape because they might play themselves into this Week 4 matchup. And, you know, I was joking with Mike Conte before the show, and Zach Robinson's going to be, you know, in the headlights one way or another based on what happens here in Week 4. I think Michael Penix, to an extent, will as well. And I do think we have seen a penchant from Zach Robinson to listen to what the fan base is saying and kind of in like, I hear you and I hate you method, do something based off of that. First play, they're going deep.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, you remember last year, like I wasn't going to bring up the pistol this early. Last year against the Steelers, they do all that pistol stuff. People are yelling about it. And then in Week 2, they're just running not out of pistol for like the first drive.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he's going to do something like that.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? I think you always go by what the game plan is because if you listen to the fans, you'll be at home with them.
Well, there you go.
But I think that, you know, the game plan, first of all, when you look at where the Commanders are, how healthy are their quarterbacks, who's going to be there. I know I saw this morning where he wants to play, but he's going to listen
to
the
doctors
and all those different things. So you got that going forward. You got that, you know, one thing to worry about because you still have to kind of game plan for him. But I think that, you know, when you go just Falcons heavy, it all has to start with them being able to run the ball. I just believe that. But more than anything, the quarterback's got to play better, mm-hmm. period. You can talk about pistol. You can talk about play action. You can talk about everything else. If he don't play good, it don't matter what the hell you call.
I think you can look at last week certainly in a couple of ways, right? You may have had the right play call and the wrong execution. And I think apart from the quality of throws, which were all over the place, the read sometimes fell flat a little bit here and there. And I think the quarterback can make a good play call bad or a bad play call good based on how he performs in that moment. And I certainly think you got a little bit of that. And we're going to talk about the Falcons and Commanders. I actually have an interesting question about the quarterback situation I want to get to here in the opening moments in a little bit. But we do have Week 4 tonight as well. Getting started. Seahawks and Cardinals. NFC West game, 2-1, both of these squads. Someone's coming out of this thing at 3-1. I don't think that would be a massive surprise for the Seahawks based on their schedule. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, though, if they get to 3-1, I feel like that would be a little surprising.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think there were some people you know, giving this Arizona Cardinals some outside possibilities that they may be better than most expected. I think that, you know, when you have a player like Kyler Murray, he keeps you in games, but he can also throw you out of games.
Right.
I don't think they've played their best. But I think one thing about it, I think their defense is pretty good. I think they're a lot, you know, they can get after the quarterback and do different things like that. But, you know, the thing with Seattle is we know, and it's proven so far in this short season, that their defense is going to be raw. You know, they got a lot of good young athletes on there. They can cover. They can rush a passer. Sam Darnold's playing pretty damn good. Their biggest thing is can they consistently stay healthy, especially the running back position. But no, I think that, you know, I would be surprised if Arizona wins. I think Seattle wins tonight. But if Arizona does win, they're 3-1, and you're talking about, you know, in that division where I still think, you know, the Rams are the best team in there. I think that the 49ers are smoke and mirror, and the injuries are going to eventually catch up with them.
Well, I don't know if Mac is ready to play this week. But I don't know if Purdy's going to play this week.
That's the thing about it, just so many injuries, and then we already know that Bosa went down. So
yeah.
I think that, you know, if Seattle can get to 3-1, I mean, because we know this, it's hard as hell to play up there where they are.
Yeah.
If they could find ways to steal and sneak road wins, and this would be the one because – and I never won in Arizona, but ain't that intimidating about it.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Like, the NFC West is so interesting because I get it with the Rams, but I also feel like they're one bad hit from being...
Yeah, I mean, Matt Stafford. Yeah, definitely.
And so I don't know if they're ever real. I mean, they are, could be considered a favorite, but, like, there's also that massive, massive what if. What if he goes down week 10, week 11, and that team just, it could completely fall apart. Now, they could lean on the run game, lean on the defense, and maybe figure out a way, but they could fall apart. And so, and the Niners, the injury bug's already getting at them. It's just going to be tough to see how consistently they can play as well. Although they did beat the Seahawks. So they do have in their favor right now. For the Falcons, you know, am I crazy for, like, trying to already scoreboard watch?
For what?
What the Bucs are doing?
Oh, talking about against the Eagles? Why are you?
Well, it's not even just this. Like, I was hoping that Nick Chubb. I told Andy this, or maybe it was you. I was hoping Nick Chubb took a knee as opposed to went in for that touchdown a couple weeks ago, and they ran the clock and kicked a field goal for the win. They gave the ball back to Baker. He leads another drive. Like, the Jets, right? It was right there, and then it wasn't. Like, I'm already looking at, can another team help out the Falcons and beat the Bucs? It hasn't happened twice already. Obviously, the Falcons didn't do their own job week one. This is certainly a tough game, but I'm already kind of looking at it like if the Bucs get the Eagles, and it's a home game for Tampa, if they get the Eagles, I'm already here with the mindset. And again, why are we even bothering talking playoffs with the Falcons in regard to what we saw? I'm already like wild card or bust.
No, I'm not even looking at it like that. I don't think you're crazy about that. I think that, you know, when you look at the success that the Bucs have had against the Eagles has been pretty wild, but they have had a lot of success against Jalen Hurts and his defense. I mean, against this Philadelphia Eagles team. I don't view it like that as far as wild card. There's still so much ball left.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go all the way there, but I do think that if Tampa wins it, they'll be in a commanding position right now.
Are we talking about them nationally enough in the realm of Lions, Eagles, Packers, Rams?
I don't think people are, but I think they should be,
right?
Yeah, I think they should be. I think Tampa's a really good football team and led by a quarterback that, you know, you just never count them out as long as he's their quarterback. Now, they're having some eventually, you know, one of those things where the injuries, you know, Mike went out.
They're still
reshuffling their offensive line. I think Godwin's coming back. They said he's practiced this week, so he should be back. So,
Wirfs might be too.
And so I think that, you know, when you look at that Tampa team, they're very good. I think they're good. Now, are they like Detroit, Green Bay good? On a given Sunday, they could be, especially if they catch him down there in Tampa. But right now, I think, you know, where the Falcons are is they just got to figure out how to get a win this week, man. I think that the most important thing, and I think that's why, you know, losing the game one way, we talked about this earlier, losing is obviously you don't want to lose, but how they lost and who they lost to is the biggest issue that I see.
And I think you've seen the players are mic'd up or talking, whether it's at the podium or amongst themselves. I think you've seen them kind of internally talk about how to bounce back, like how to rebound from this. And whether it's, hey, there are jobs on the line here, or it's like, hey, this is going to make us or break us type of conversations between Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, and let's get it going. I think, again, every week probably feels this way after a loss, but This one was different.
This is one of the worst losses that this team has had.
It seems very clear that they understand a response is needed.
Yes, definitely by that. I mean, you just saw where, I mean, you know, Rod talked about it. I think who was on with the boys, the player yesterday? D'Offer. He talked about, like, people lose their jobs when you perform like that.
Right.
And so for them to go out and perform the way they did, yeah, I understand it was a big topic of discussion because of that. I think that, you know, that the biggest thing they got to do now is they got to come home and they got to be consistent. The one thing you don't want to do is start slow, something bad happen early, and then doubt creeps in
the
whole building.
The energy drops.
You just don't want, you don't want to have that Sunday afternoon, because that's when, you know, the interest loss and who's getting fired next and all those different things. One coach has already got fired. When you look at, you know, the receiver coach gone. Now, is it, he said it's performance-based. I tend to believe that. I don't think it's more of a scapegoat thing like some people want to. If you believe that, I won't argue against it. But it just wasn't right. And if this is the thing that you got to do to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You know, get the offense rolling and not stalling and getting the plays in faster and all these different things, then you had to do what you had to do.
I'm going to ask you a yes or no question. Feel free to just say yes or no, or you can certainly lengthen it. Can it be considered a response if the end result is still a loss?
No.
So it's not even necessarily about performance. No. I mean, obviously you want to look good, but
damn if you perform good. Okay. You look good and you lose.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just asking. Something I'm kind of focused on just in the back of my mind is that you are heading into a bye week. It's an incredibly early bye here for the Atlanta Falcons. What is your mindset normally heading into a bye week, and is it changed because of how early this game is?
No. What do you mean, change your mindset? Like, do you?
Is there any chance of a letdown because of the bye week?
Oh, I would hope not. I would hope not.
And I think because of how you perform week three.
I thought if they were 2-1, you could, I might say maybe, but they're 1-2. What the hell are they letting down for? You know, I think that they feel, and again, the back's against the wall. It's so early to say your back's against the wall. They need to win this football game. You know, they need to win this football game because of all of the optics that starting quarterback might not be playing, starting receiver might not be playing. They're banged up on the defensive line. I know they've been running the ball, they ran the hell out of the ball, but it was against Vegas. But
yeah.
I think that, you know, if you look at it from a standpoint of, like, they can pass this week, you just got your ass whooped 30-0 in Carolina. What are you? You have no business looking past anything.
I know it's only one game, but how – I mean, it feels like a mountain of difference between heading into the bye 1-3 and heading into the bye 2-2.
Hell yeah, it does.
Like, it's only one game, but it feels massive.
Yeah. Hell yeah, it does.
1-3 feels like you're out of the playoff talk already.
But you keep on talking about that word, that P word.
I know. Yeah, but 2-2 feels like, you
know. You keep bringing up that word.
Randy, it's been a while.
Everybody knows that.
I'm desperate, man.
Can they win a damn game? Everybody keeps talking about this playoffs, 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 playoffs. Or they're going to be stuck in the wild card. They got to play Washington this weekend. Can they get a win there and go into the bye week feeling good and you know, trying to get some momentum? Because they got the best team maybe in football coming in the week after that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with maybe the best player in football after that. So, yeah, you want to go, you want to win this.
That's why this one's big.
This football game. I don't think it's big because of that. I think it's big because of what just happened.
That too.
Yeah, I think it's more of just what happened than what's going, than what's in front of you. So I think that they, and Rod knows this, and this team knows this. They got to play their best game of the year. Why not start now? You know, because that was a bad look. It was a bad look for the, and it wasn't just here. Nationally, people were like, whoa, what the hell happened to the damn Falcons? So, yeah.
They almost never get covered nationally.
Ever.
And when they do, that's usually what we get.
It's usually that.
What are the two biggest stories that have been covered nationally by the Falcons? Outside of, like, the Penix draft pick, it was 28-3 and it was 30-0.
Yes.
There's been no national coverage of this team between then. That's it. Those are our two talking points on ESPN, Fox, and all that. Not great. All right, I do have a question for you about the quarterbacks. I wasn't able to squeeze it in then. We'll also hear from Raheem Morris about the quarterbacks on – sorry, let me be clear. The Commanders' quarterbacks, not what's going on here. I think what's going on here is pretty obvious. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Coming up next, what's trending? College football gets started tonight, week 5. NFL gets started tonight, week 4. The Braves. We'll tell you what happened to them yesterday as well. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.